Good morning. The storm system that brought all the rain to the area yesterday is now moving out. In its wake, still a lot of low-level moisture in place. So while some folks have gone back to sunshine already, we still have some areas of dense fog to contend with this morning, especially across parts of the valley locations, and some low clouds limiting the sunshine this morning in other spots. Either way, temperatures have dipped back into the 30s and even some upper 20s, with some locations opening up right around the freezing point here on this Wednesday. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine for everyone today as high pressure builds in behind that storm. And with the high in place, we'll see temperatures climb through the 40s and well into the 50s by mid to late afternoon. Some locations in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England will be in the lower 60s, but still everyone a few degrees short of our average for the latter portion of April. A clear cold night tonight with light winds. Temperatures will drop quickly after sunset, all the way down to freezing and below as we get into the overnight period and first thing tomorrow morning. So a hard frost or even a freeze likely across the region. And for tomorrow, a nice rebound. Lots of sunshine mixed with some clouds in the afternoon and highs back into the upper 50s to around 60. A disturbance will ride down the Ohio Valley and shear off to our south on Thursday night and Friday. Clouds will mix with sunshine across interior New York and New England, and with that system off to the south, still the risk of a shower, parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England during the day on Friday, but most everyone will be dry with highs near 60. Over the weekend, a new area of high pressure will build in, and this will keep dry weather going for both Saturday and Sunday. Clouds will mix with sunshine, and temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Another disturbance will make a closer approach by the end of the day on Monday with the chance for showers in the upper 50s before we push it into the lower to mid 60s with a return to sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. Behind yesterday's storms, it's not entirely clear how severe thunderstorm activity will materialize this afternoon, and air mass recovery is in question. Still, with a warm front lifting to the north during the day, arcing from the surface low over southeastern Nebraska, along the Iowa and Missouri border into southern Illinois, destabilization is expected. This, along with strong deep layer shear, should produce a round of storms, some of them severe, with gusty winds and hail. The magnitude of the severe weather will depend on the air mass recovery and the amount of heating that we get, and a small tornado risk could develop. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 10 above zero, with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies, a 9-mile visibility with a little bit of fog, 37 degrees with a dew point of 34, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 12 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 38. The average temperature, 43. That's 9 degrees below normal. 51 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.84 inches. That's still 9-tenths of an inch of rain below normal. And 8.33 inches for the year, which is 2.41 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 505. That's 35 above normal. And 5,116 for the season, which is 1,227 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 91, set in 1962. And the record low, 26, set just 1 year later in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m. Sunset this evening at 7:52 p.m. 13 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and a bit cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and a bit cool today with highs in the mid 50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit cool upper 50s to around 60. Mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers in the Catskills, lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England Friday near 60. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, lower 60s. Chance of showers Monday, upper 50s. And back into the lower to mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.